Proclamation number 4024 of 16th of April, 1947. Immense natural event. God's language. God will speak a clear language which should touch all people if only they would listen to it. Yet anyone who does not believe in God will not recognize him either when he speaks to people from above loudly and audibly, and he will let the last call of admonition pass him by. He will only pay attention to it in a purely natural way and try to explain a process to himself which is immense because its dimensions exceed everything humanity has experienced so far. And he will also give himself an explanation because the thoughts for it will be fed to him by God's adversary and he willingly accepts them. The mighty natural event will only be recognized as God's voice by those who believe in him, love him and thus are in the knowledge of the time of the end, of people's spiritual low and of the last admonition and warning signs announced long before by seers and prophets, for they see that everything will come to pass as foretold, and thus they also know that and why God expresses himself through the elements of nature, and they hear him and are not afraid because they belong to his own who enjoy his protection, as he has promised. Yet they will not find faith with their fellow human beings if they want to explain to them the meaning and purpose of the immense natural event and try to portray it as God's will and his voice. They will laugh at the faith of those, they will persist in their unbelief, not accept any instructions and not derive the slightest benefit from it but heap sin upon sin and take action against those who hold on to their faith. Many people will indeed lose their lives, and this fact is one more reason for the unbelievers to deny God's existence, because they are by no means able to recognize a loving and wise creator in him or could not love a God who acts against his creations in such a way that he takes their lives under the most dreadful circumstances without them wanting it themselves. But anyone who knows about God's eternal plan of salvation is not surprised, for he recognizes the necessity of divine intervention for the salvation of the souls which are in danger of being lost. And the love of those will grow ever greater towards God and they will not let go of him, despite the fact that they will have to lead a far more difficult life than the faithless, to whom everything their worldly senses strive for will be given to them by the Prince of Darkness. But those no longer demand anything from the world, for their eyes are directed towards the spiritual kingdom. They only desire spiritual goods, treasures which cannot be consumed by rust and moths, which are everlasting and therefore far more desirable than the goods of this world. And therefore they will also not feel the tribulations and hardships of the body to the extent they seem to. For they are filled with spiritual strength through their faith and will therefore master every situation in life, and God will so obviously assist them that even the unbelievers will be taken aback and become thoughtful. And then the time will come when they, too, will be urged to repent and their will be decisive as to whether they will experience the last end blissfully or unblissfully. God gives the last people countless opportunities but it is up to them whether and how they make use of these possibilities. He helps them in every way but his help is most clearly recognizable when he expresses himself through the elements of nature. For as soon as people are able to recognize him they will also strive towards him and live according to his will. And then they will be saved for eternity, whereas unbelieving people will be lost for eternity, although God will also take pity on these people by ending time and thus depriving the worldly directed souls of the opportunity to completely descend into darkness. And he will grant them a renewed earthly progress so that one day they will be able to decide again in a state of free will for God or his adversary. For the light or the darkness. Amen.